Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hold on. Today, we're looking at travel gluten-free. Travel gluten-free gives people who lead the gluten-free lifestyle a better way to live. Travel gluten-free frees host Illiquity gives insights to how to easily lead a gluten-free lifestyle at home, at work, and during travel. Learn the ins and outs of how to successfully be gluten-free with less hassle and more fun and enjoyment. Illiquity explores the gluten-free side from chefs, restaurant owners, and people who lead a gluten-free lifestyle. You can find her at travelglutenfree.me. We're going to be listening to episode number 5 right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, it's time to wipe out gluten. Here we go.
All right. Enjoy food. Enjoy travel. Enjoy life. You're listening to Travel Gluten-Free by Illiquity.
That was different.
Episode 5.
Ooh.
Interview with Kate Call from Kate's Gluten-Free Kitchen. So my next guest that I'm having on this episode, we actually met at the My Gluten-Free Expo, and that was on March 3rd. She is such an adorable, amazing woman. I love her. She just she came up and she had her little pink apron on that said Kate on it. I just want her to come to my kitchen and be in my kitchen because she's just so amazing and she's a good cook and she has a great personality. We just instantly hit it off. It was pretty cool. So she came over and did an interview with me live at the expo, which was really fun. And I just want to give you a little bit of background about Kate. She has been gluten-free for 11 years, and she loves to really educate people about being gluten-free. You can tell that she loves to share her information about navigating the gluten-free lifestyle. And this year, decided to share her love of gluten-free baking and start her own business selling her gluten-free baked goods, which I will tell you, if I could pass them through the microphone and let you have a taste, I would, because they are amazing. She doesn't have a website yet, but you definitely need to check her out. It's at Kate's Gluten-Free Kitchen on Facebook. And for her, being gluten-free is a family affair because her family also has a business making gluten-free products as well. I would like to introduce my guest and my interview with Kate Call of Kate's Gluten-Free Kitchen.
Well, that was cool. I would have led with she's been gluten-free for 11 years, but that's just me. Now let's hear what Kate sounds like and see how you start the interview.
Hello, fans. And this is Illiquity with Travel Gluten-Free. And I'm so excited to be here today at the Gluten-Free World Expo here at UCCU in Orem, Utah.
Didn't need
and that. I'm here today with two of my friends, Patricia and Tawny, who are helping me with telling everybody about that's here about the Travel Gluten-Free podcast. So we are actually broadcasting live from the show. Well, live, but not live. So we are live at the show today, but we are not broadcasting live. So
sausage.
When you hear this, this will actually be 6 weeks after the show. The show was awesome. I love being a part of this expo. And I met some really great people at the expo, including my guest today. Her name is Kate Call.
Oh,
she's actually in the booth.
That is the classic double introduction. You already told us about Kate. I would have led with the fact that she was gluten-free 11 years. She's a cook and she's a chef, because you originally she's just awesome and she has a pink hat on or whatever it was. I'm like, that's not really making me want to listen to her. Lead with the really stuff that your audience is going to want. She's been gluten-free 11 years. She's a gluten-free chef. That gives her credibility. You did tell us that you were at this event, which is cool. And I'm glad you're excited. And I could see starting off saying, I just got back from this place. It was awesome. I met all these people. Today, I'm going to talk with so-and-so and get to that. But you've now told us twice that you were at this event. You told us who was at the booth with you. And for the record, that doesn't really add a ton of value unless they're going to be doing something later. So that you got into double introduction stuff and a little bit of what I call sausage. Because if you're a new listener, what does he mean sausage? It means you're telling me how the podcast was made. And I don't think most people really care, unless you're doing a podcast about podcasting, that, hey, I use this microphone and this recorder or whatever. Usually the person listening in the car doesn't care that you used this lapel mic or something like that. So you kind of got a little bit into the how the sausage was made. And from what I heard, the audio quality was fine. The intro is, I don't get the fake French accent. The guy's like, Lutinvois, Lutinvie, la la la, whatever it was. I don't know that I got gluten-free life out of that. I would be like, well, I know it's, you know, welcome to the gluten-free show where we talk about living the life gluten-free. I'm not sure that I got that out of the intro. You did introduce yourself and then you introduced yourself again. So there's a lot of like double intro. So when you say, here's my conversation with Kim or Katie or whatever her name was, it should be you asking your first question. Or with you going, welcome to the show, and Katie going, thanks for having me. Boom, first question. So that was a what I love to call a double intro. For the record, we all do that on occasion, so it's not a big deal. But just from me listening, I was like, yep, that's something that's an easy edit to fix. But all in all, thought it was okay. The intro, I don't know. The intro just didn't, I'm not sure I got that this was a gluten-free show. I need to go back and listen. Because it was some guy doing a bad French accent. And I was like, not sure about that. Again, it's just an opinion. Keep that in mind. If you would like to jump in line, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. And there's a big green Fiverr button in the upper right-hand corner. You can click on that. There is no upsell. It's only $5. On Monday's show, I know some of you complain when I don't do this. We'll bring in the woman in the tube and we will pick a random show, not somebody who submitted it. And that's always kind of fun because you really never know what you're going to get. So thanks so much for listening. Again, our website, podcastrodeoshow.com. And the next time you saddle up, remember to always enjoy your ride. We'll see you on Monday.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.